Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to all of the fellow troop leaders fighting the Eurasians in the region of Deltazoid Sigma 45. You will get more food capsules today, along with your supply of D-cell batteries. Good luck, soldiers. Because it is Monday, June the 26th, 2023, almost 9 a.m. here in Scompton, Utah. That's Mountain Standard Time, if you can believe it. Almost 9 a.m. And to start out our wonderful day at 8:56 a.m., technically, 8:56, almost 8:57 a.m., here in Scompton, Utah, Mountain Standard Time, June the 26th, 2023. These are your Zero Hedge page one headlines. Private commercial real estate, : how and when the market's next time bomb goes off. Tesla shares mostly unchanged despite weakened Goldman Sachs downgrade. Weekend Goldman Sachs downgrade. Yeah, well, weekend. Dr. Paul Alexander : we studied COVID's effects on the brain. The results shocked us. Oh no, that's a paid bullshit. Texas manufacturing survey disappoints for fifth straight month amid political incompetence. There are some key events this week with all kinds of economic garbage. China is more consequential than Russia for stock market risks. Russia Defense Minister Shoigu filmed visiting troops after rumors he was detained. HSBC rolls out cryptocurrency services in Hong Kong, says report. Goldman Sachs cuts over 100 managing directors as mergers and acquisition activity sours. Luongo : was Prigozhin's rebellion live or Memorex? Who knows? Are we right? We're in the palace of make-believe. 2023 through 2030, artifice versus doom loops. U.S. futures, global stocks, bond yields slide after Russian turmoil. Amazon to invest $100 million in generative AI center, says report. Hedge fund manager, everyone expects higher rates to slow inflation, but what if the opposite happens? Wow. What have I said? Jerome Powell is chasing a tiger called inflation. Jerome Powell is being chased by a bear called deflation. He has to run fast enough to not get eaten by the bear. He has to run fast enough to make it seem like he's chasing the tiger, but he can't catch the tiger, and he can't get eaten by the bear. And in times past, the bear or the tiger might have been asleep, but that's not the world today. The IEA net zero roadmap is a green mirage. Blatant political corruption, the rot in America's democracy explained in under 1,000 words. That's brief. Musk says major overhaul of SpaceX Starship underway ahead of next launch increases orbit odds to 60%. Wow. U.S. intelligence knew a Wagner plot days in advance. Brief Congress. Iran is America's backyard. Raisi's defiant Latin America tour. Iran in America's backyard. Yeah. European balance sheets are deteriorating, nearly one-third considered weak. And those are your Zero Hedge headlines, more or less, as of 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Scompton, Utah. There you go. And if they don't make any sense to you, they don't have to. As far as the events in Russia goes, what not events in Russia went for the 24 hours of nonsense that had occurred. Like I said, brothers and sisters, you could have believed it was real or fake. At this point, it's looking more and more like it was bullshit. But who knows? But why would they do it? Why are they doing most of what they're doing? Maybe we'll never know. I have my own theories. But frankly, nothing fits that well, really. Who the fuck knows? I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be going on here, depending upon how real you think the Ukraine war is. And I just don't know. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's kind of real. I don't know if it's 100% fake. I don't have any good firsthand information on any of what's going on. And, you know, maybe there's no reason why I ever would. But it's just weird. It's a lot like the COVID, you know. I get told a lot of stories that amount to folklore, but I myself have not experienced these stories. And I'm told they're common and they're happening to everybody, but, you know, I'm lucky. Hector the Lancelord told the council to prepare. A great shaking up was upon his people, and the Sand Dixies were no longer capable of holding off the storms. Robots from the inner galaxy, robots and space banshees, and other types of gromuli from the inner galaxy. These monsters stream towards Earth. They infect us with pain and sclib and diameter focus. And our own bodies, they're changing too. So Hector the Lancelord went to the council. And he said, we got to build a ship. And it's got to be a big ship. It's got to be at least 500 meters long. It's going to have 4 fusion drive engines and protonic afterburners and a liquid ether matter injector for dark matter space skipping and translinear drive. Hector said, if we don't build this ship, the Sand Dixies will wipe us out. The storms will tear us up. The fire will burn away our future. The children will curse our names. We need to build the ship. Perhaps the whole world needs to build ships, said the old man. Volksa, the star killer, she thought the ship would fail. She built tumbler rockets loaded with lesbian life pods. She shot these lesbian life pods into the universe with these giant tubes that involve coil gun bullshit. And it had some type of hypersonic action. And these lesbian tubes would fire lesbians into deep space. And this is how Volksa the Star Killer would make sure that her people would survive. But some of her women fell on the planet Pear. They wanted to get the nectarine. In deep space, the Hades starship, the starship that Hector demanded be built, in deep space, the starship Hades encountered something unexpected, something impossible to believe. About 10 light years from Earth, they encountered a great cosmic ocean, 20 light years in diameter. A great ocean of water in deep space, held together by the static gravitational nonsense that some type of astrophysicist would talk to you about. Inside of this great ocean were floating chunks of rock and reef. Asteroids, really, but they became reefs, and there were sharks and giant fish, super salmon. Salmon that would swim for multiple generations before they would come home to spawn again. There were white dwarf sharks that could swallow a planet in the great cosmic ocean. Finally, the starship Hades, under the command of Hector the Lancelord, reached a planet, but it turned out to be something that they didn't quite expect. It was the Bigfoot's home world. It was Sasquatch planet. It was Wookiee world. There were these 12 and 15 foot tall Wookiees walking around with their ball sacks hanging out. They are all ready to kill, their teeth caked in blood and yellow. All of them ready to take on a human. They considered us the sweet flesh. So they couldn't stop there. And they got back on the road. Goodbye, Wookiee planet. How do you like an antimatter bomb? By the 600th year of the journey, the starship Hades reached a speed of 99% the speed of light. At this point, time was dilating such that they were moving into the future faster and faster and faster until they moved so fast they moved past the edge of time, the edge of the universe, the edge of time. Ultimately, they moved through a big bang, and then through another big bang, through a cosmic eruption and devolution, they saw the eons of creation come forth, and they grew old in their spirit from what they saw. Eternal recurrence, a Nietzschean curse. They saw the eons. They saw the repeat of time. Those poor travelers moving through the space fold, saying goodbye, then saying good morning. Goodbye, Starship Hades. You are beyond the universe now. I have a quote from Dr. Freckles. I'm going to read it, and I'm sure I'm going to piss somebody off, but I honestly don't give a fuck. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. If you have to tell people, if you have to go on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or Twitter to tell people how many days it's been since you've had a drink, I don't know how to break this to you. I'm really sorry, but you're probably going to drink again. And you have to add this to the reason why I'm personally skeptical of 12-step programs and stuff, because I don't know that the solution to any problem, if it exists, is to tell people how many days it's been since you've done the thing that you're not supposed to do. I don't know if that's helpful. I don't know. I often hear, it seems like when I hear people talk about that, like, I've been 1 year. Well, shouldn't you be happy about that and then maybe just not talk about it? I mean, on a free speech level, if you say, Dan, don't people have a right to talk about their journey with addiction and blah blah blah? And the simple answer is of course they do. Just as I have the right to walk away and not listen, just as you have the right to do the same if I say some kind of bullshit that bothers you. So this is just me expressing my free speech about something that just kind of bothers me. If you're not going to drink, don't drink. I can't remember the last day I had a cigarette. Maybe it was. I tried to start smoking again around Thanksgiving because I was going back to Seattle for Thanksgiving. So I guess that would be what, 7, 8 months ago? And then before that, maybe a year? I just don't keep track. And it's one of the reasons why I can say things like 7, 8 months ago, and then before that, maybe a year. If I told people how many days it's been since I smoked a cigarette, I think I'd be telling people constantly about 30. Once again, Dr. Freckles, if you have to tell people how many days it's been since you drank last, you're going to drink again. And, it's up to you. You do you. I don't really give a shit. I just don't. If you ask me, am I at the point where I just don't give a fuck? I passed that point in probably September of 2020 of just really not giving a fuck. I don't. I don't. I sound like I do, but I don't. There's nothing that any of this is going to do to change anything. We are in the focal point of what's called the inevitable. You don't avoid the inevitable. It's just going to fucking happen. And it could be bad. It could be really bad. It could be something amazingly great. Who knows? I mean, again, we are in the great discontinuity, and crazy good news could happen too. I don't imagine that that's what's coming, but it could be. Maybe. Now that I've pissed off enough people, right? I take a pill once daily. It's red and green and blue and mean. I take a pill and it cleans out my stomach lining and burns away my herpes. I take a pill for my low blood sugar, and one for my high blood sugar, and one for my cock, and one to kill all the crabs in my jock. I take this pill for my hernia. My insides are Greek and curly, and my girlfriend left me for the guy that cleans the roaches out of the septic tank. I take a pill for my kidneys. My urine is red and black and filled with gas nodules and cocaine dream tarts. Hookers know, man. They know. I get this injection from Charlie Roberts' brigade to crystallize my skin and turn my blood into boiling oil. The injection widens my gaze and provides a green pasture-style lovemaking experience to those of us from Western Tube Town. It cures my shakes and sadness and envy. They gave me this special sauce. I was tricked into having 4 Delphi tubes inserted into my rectum while I was driving my Ferrari to Reno and doing coke off the butt of my stripper girlfriend, Sanctity. We were 8 miles from Gypsum Town when the Salt Chorg fighters began chasing us. The doctors kept cutting into me. They removed my liver, my heart, they removed my insides. They extracted 20 miles of veins and arteries just to prove they could do it. They replaced what was there with sawdust and broken glass and metal shavings and diesel fuel and tired remembering. Remembering the stolen bone cart. After they broke my legs and severed my thorax, I had a whole bunch of digestive issues and lactose intolerance. They shoved asbestos stew down my gullet and watched as I ate all my cricket flour sundae. They took turns angrily tightening the cables on my spinal implants. They got scared. So the surgical team brought in Dr. Chainsaw and his tight jeans crew of sexy nurses with untreated genital herpes. They began massaging my glymphatic zone and relieving my main squirt pipe of pressure using an air lance. After 5 hours, they stopped and began chuckling. I spent months doing physical therapy at the Castro Gym, where the old fire gents would run sad wax on their junk and murmur in the darkness. They would scrape TIG mold off the showers where the frog jumpers would swap gelatin. That stuff would sever connections between the different lobes of the brain and allow the third eye to glow in the veil as the mob demons roam the world. Steg forgers gather the salt copper from the operating room floor. After the surgeons get done mopping up the viscera and clearing the blood flow, I ate stolen blanched sandwiches and the sorbet of marrow. Kevin left me at the emergency room after the 4th overdose from the fentanyl. I would switch to crocodile, but my heart muscle is weak and the bite marks on my spleen have not healed. I skipped out on my last doctor's appointment. They wanted to check my pulse and verify my temperatures. They spent time poking me with an iron rod attached to a car battery. They kept laughing and mocking me as I shook and twisted. I lay broken upon the table and the healthcare team never let up. They took gravel and pounded it into my wounds. They took gasoline and put it in my IV bag and shoved that damn thing into my vein. I turned blue and sought the hard life on the outside as I slit their throats and escaped through the laundry chute. All because I took a pill. All because I'm tired of feeling sick. That's right, baby. take those pills. You better be fucking careful. You think they're safe, but they're not safe. They're crazy. They'll drive you crazy. Those pills will drive you crazy. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Dating websites, colon, because grifters need help. Yeah, I don't know if I like that quote a lot, but here's the idea. I believe, I cannot prove, I have intuition and some anecdotal experience that validates this belief. I just want to lay that out for all you Richard Rorty folk psychology people. I believe that dating websites are probably one of the best places for con artists and social engineers and grifters. In fact, it's probably ideal, because you could grift a lot of small amounts instead of gigantic amounts. And that's the thing. You know, some people, they can go to like the south of France and pretend to be Mr. Fancy Pants and dance around in a champagne cocktail style dress. And you can do that and maybe you get the big score. But when it comes to something like, you know, Plenty of Fish or any of these chat sites, you could connect to 1,000 people and take them for $10 a piece. You could connect to 1,000 people and take them for $1,000 a piece. I mean, that's the thing. You don't have to do the big score in the south of France, baby. This isn't Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. So yeah, if you ask me, I think dating websites are very problematic. I mean, I'm not saying they don't work. I'm not saying they're impossible. I'm not saying that they've never, ever, ever been helpful. It's more like you got to be fucking careful. Just really, really careful with those sites. That's probably the nicest thing I can say. Next topic. I don't love this topic because, Dan, I met my true love on dating websites. It's like, I know you did, baby. I know you did. Next topic is a quote from Dr. Freckles. If I were to describe the bullshit climate dance between the left and the right, it would be a lie chasing a deceiver. Decades of useless gaslighting from all. Dr. Freckles, what does that mean? Well, I mean, I probably don't need to talk about this again because I've talked about this a few times in the last couple years. And I'll just say it and then I'll move on, right? When it comes to whatever's going on in the environment, I get the feeling a lot that all sides are lying. It's not a question of, well, it's the dirty Republicans and it's the oil companies. No, Dan, it's the communists and George Soros and Greta. Well, maybe. Or maybe it's all of the above. Maybe both sides are lying. And, you know, if you want to call me super paranoid, if you want to say, Dan, I don't know what you mean, here's what I will say. When I was a kid, I don't think anybody in Western Washington ever, ever, ever worried about having an air conditioner. Maybe once in a while you had a heat wave, once in a while it seemed like you wish you had one, but the reality is you didn't need one. And now, yeah, every once in a while for a few weeks every summer, you feel like you kind of do. And is that some grand conspiracy? Is that humans eating hot dogs? I don't think we know. Or another way of putting it, I think we're being lied to. And I don't think we're being allowed to know. That's my opinion. And if you were to ask me, well, then Dan, you must think it's because of the cars and the cheeseburgers. Why would you assume that? Why would you assume it has anything to do with your car or your cheeseburger? It might not have anything to do with it, really. In fact, that could just be more gaslighting bullshit. That could be more just, you know, basically turning the victim into the villain and shaming people and guilting people. That's exactly what that could be. It might not have anything to do with science at all. So that's my deal, folks. I agree with Dr. Freckles on this one. When it comes to the environment, the right wing and the left wing are lying to us. The oil companies are lying. The academics are lying. Maybe some of it is lies of omission. Maybe some of it's corruption. Maybe some of it's just the fact that, you know, people are basically selected to be in positions of authority based upon what they're likely to do. And if they're likely to repeat the party line, well, that's a good thing. There you go. Next topic, Dan. I can't believe you just said that. I read this article from the Petroleum. I know you did. I know you did, Bigfoot. Oh, Bigfoot. Oh, Bigfoot. He stands there in the dark, chewing the bark, listening to a meadowlark, and the drinkers and the thinkers and the hunters chew their cud, drinking their whiskey and smoking their Marlboro cigarettes, and do these intrepid adventures off adventurers, do these intrepid travelers, these journey people of the woods, do they offer Bigfoot any cigarettes? Do they even care about the hairy man of the woods? No, they mock him. They mock him in the darkness. They poke fun at Bigfoot. They have drinking games. They call him nasty names. They call him the dog man of the pine tree, maybe. Poor Bigfoot. I'm thinking, and I know, oh, Dan, too soon, fuck you, it's Bo Blimp Doc. Nothing during Bo Blimp Doc is too soon. I'm thinking about getting into the submarine business. I'm going to rig up some kind of steel barrel with a bottle of oxygen you get from one of those old folks' homes, and maybe they get some kind of 3-inch window to peer out of with a little flashlight when they get to the bottom. And I'll send those poor souls down to Davy Jones' locker. They'll give me their cash money, and down, down, down they'll go. But sensitive question. If I started a submarine business taking people to sea where those dudes that wanted to see the Titanic and the submarine died, to see where they died near the Titanic, is that insensitive and potentially cursed? Well, I'm at peace. I'm thinking of sending people to space. I can rig up some kind of half-assed steam rocket using old plastic containers and the boiler from the abandoned school. I'll create some kind of capsule out of parts from a Cessna Citation and just fire people up to that place, you know, the place called space. They'll drift around in the vacuum in orbit. They'll play grab ass in zero G. They'll feel like space-timey heroes out there in the depths of the cosmos as they drift in that terribly built spaceship. We're building it, baby. I'm thinking of starting a safari business. I'm not going to lead the safari, more like I arrange passage on the ship and give the person fake ID cards and fake travel papers and all kinds of fake maps to special locations and a fake person to contact when they get there to Somalia. I think I give them the name of a human trafficker and kidnapper. I don't know. He gives me PayPal money every once in a while. These fine people will sally forth and take on the world with courage, but in the end fall victim to nature, as so often happens in the jungle, and that's what this is about, fucker. If you start a safari business, you can just dump people in the swamp someplace and say, "Hey man, go safari." So you can be a tiger hero. You can wrestle the snake. I think I might start a contracting business. I'll get a hammer and a saw and a drill and one of those back supports. I'll start packing a lunch for work and buy boots with steel toes. I'll wake up early and get to the job site, and the whole team will be really happy with me and we'll become lifelong friends. Of course, after a couple weeks, they notice that I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So I have to set fire to the job site now and go underground. All because I wanted to do the honest work of a laborer, a contractor. So sad. I'm considering becoming a fisherman. I would build my boat out of old beer cans and stale, dingy parts. I'd find old diesel motors that have been blown out and restore them using a thermal lance and arc welders. After degunking the core pack, I'll grease up the main axle and take that vessel out to sea. I would run tours for the people from the city. I'd say, "Come out on my boat, son of a bitch. We take the tides out to Stew Island and then linger there as our boat slowly fills, slowly fills with water. We'll dump the old people first, feed them to the sharks, the ones that are congregating near our floundering craft. We toss out the tourists next, but those sharks are not sated. Then we toss out my first mate old flick. And that keeps the sharks happy for now. But only if I were a fisherman. That's right, my friends. Only if I were a fisherman could I live that luxurious submarine-style space traveler life. And you'd say, well, Dan, that's got to be better than being Bigfoot. And I got to be honest with you. I kind of agree with that. It's better than being Bigfoot. It's better than being trapped on the starship Hades, heading towards some unknown place, going faster and faster at 1G, approaching the speed of light but never getting there, like 1 over X, getting close to zero as X approaches infinity. But it is the infinite, dividing a thing that will still have parts. Even if those parts are so terribly small as to be tiny compared to a quark. And all of the photonic energy will flow through the universe backwards and forwards, and all of the old problems will be solved, and all the new solutions will be unsolved. And we will keep drifting through space as we do, with the robots and the banshees and the cosmic garbage people. And we'll run into all the freaks from the alien realm, the ones that you know mostly want to rape your butthole. And so you can be out there in the depths of space looking for Bigfoot, looking for Wookiee love, but all you're ever going to find is the darkness of cosmic crabs. If you like this podcast, and I can't imagine why, you can donate to it. There's a link to PayPal in the notes, on Spotify, on YouTube, until they kick me off. But let me give you the disclaimer. Number one, in a month or two, this podcast could be over. And it probably doesn't matter anyways. I'm sorry. I wish I could. Dan, can't you say something positive? What am I going to tell you? It's called reality. And I have to find a place to live. And if I can't find a place to live, then I get to experience the fun I did the other day with the cops, except for it'll be a daily experience. And yeah, I'm probably heading up into the hills, to be honest with you, at that point. So if you do donate, you might only be supporting me for another month or two. And in order for me to get together the resources to get my own place, it would take a lot of money at this point. It would take a lot of cash that I don't have. And I'm not, listen, if you think I'm complaining or whining or saying, woe is me, that's not really the point either. Just giving you a heads up, baby, on the starship Hades. Another thing too, make sure you take care of your food, your water, your shelter first. If there are people in your life that need help, help them first. If you've set aside food for yourself and your kids, make sure you're thinking about your pets, especially your dogs. You know what? They might save your life one day. And try to find some joy. Try to find some happiness. This is not the end of the world. Yeah, I think some crazy shit is coming. And it could be pretty fucking scary. It could be. If only because it could be that fucking crazy. But that does not mean the end of the world. That just means life. That just means stuff is happening. Welcome to Planet Boblimpdoc. Shit's been happening here since they turned on the lights. Shit's been happening here since they turned on the electricity. Shit's been happening here since they gave the Planet Boblimpdoc a drinking license. Or liquor license, right? So take some time for yourself. And if you're postponing shit right now, stop postponing it. Not because I know what the future is, but because you don't know either. And everybody's world is going to end one day in some way. So why not live your day to the best of your ability? And if you got something you've been postponing, especially if it involves contacting somebody you haven't spoken to in a long time, maybe you should do it. And if you've done all these things and you still have gold and silver and money left over, you can donate to this podcast. Of course, you don't have to. The price is zero, but I will take all the cocaine money you have. And if you're a crazy Texas billionaire who rides a horse and has a couple Ruger, you know, Ruger Blackhawk single action 357 Magnums that he shoots in the air, all crazy like, pew, 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 and you're looking for something to do with millions of your dollars, well, guess what? You found a place. You can fund my podcast. You can be my main primary sponsor if you want to. It's Monday, June the 26th, 2023. Right around 9:42 a.m. Mountain Standard Time here in Scompton, Utah. I don't know what time it is where you are, baby. But I hope you got to work. You got your day off to a good start. You're going to get that report done for your boss. It's going to be a great presentation. You're going to get that big sale. You're going to make the commission. You'll be able to take your wife on that trip so she doesn't leave you for that old dude that lives behind you in the condo. Because today is Monday, and it's going to be the best day of the rest of your fucking life. If you got the gusto. If you have the gusto, you can grab the universe by its hair. You can throw it down the stairs of the cosmos. And as the universe lays there slowly bleeding out, you can be the big man on campus. Happy Monday.